DZ UP Special Features.
Magandang umaga mga kasali. Ito ang DZUP Special Features. Ako po si Gian Librojo. Hatid namin sa programang ito ang mga recording ng mga academic event tulad ng lecture, forum, symposium, conference at workshop. Minsan, oras din ito para sa iba pang mga espesyal na pagpoprograma. Sa umagang ito, pahinggan po natin ang 25th Anniversary Forum ng UP National Center for Transportation Studies na inorganisa ng UP National Center for Transportation Studies. Pakinggan po natin.
He's from the Metro Pacific Tollways Corporation. He's a Vice President for Transport Planning and Analysis Department. He has more than 20 years experience in the field of transport planning and analysis for the Metro Pacific Group. He is also one of the directors of the Transport Science Society of the Philippines, representing NPTC. I'd like to present to you Mr. Kurt Mendoza, Vice President of NPTC.
Thank you. Actually, replacement lang ako dito eh. Yung boss ko dapat nakaupo dito. Pero anyway.
And there's a question for Kurt.
Sorry. Akala ko sa boss ko yun eh.
How can transport research assist private entities in the development and implementation of transport infrastructure?
First kasi, as mentioned by si U6, no? Maganda yung sinabi nila eh, si Sir, tsaka siya, no? Sa private sector kami kasi, on the private sector, or yung Ayala, sa Miguel and the rest, no? Ang problema natin kasi is, actually, una, yung where do we get the right data, no? The data kasi is very important. On our side, no, we get it from our colleagues sa DTWH, kung meron silang mga bumigay sa NEDA, NSO, we do our own survey, and we do our own survey, medyo costly yan, di ba? Pero that's limited, no? So if you had to analyze data, because we have in my department, we have three sections. Data analytics, we have travel demand, and then we have business solutions. So, sa private kasi, what I can say is that dumarami ng Pilipino, if you look at transport, it's all about people, movement of people. If we have, kunwari ito, NCTS being the academe, no? That the intervention body na, ikaw nga, sabi nga ni Sir, no? That can analyze everything, no? Siguro, it's about time, because if you look at the history, since 1994, at that time, Ramos era, dun palang pumasok ang private sector, other than PNCC, no? Nung araw. Then, pumasok ang private sector dyan, dalawa foreigner, no? One is Indonesian, which is itong Skyway, itong Slex, and then isa sa inyo yung Capitex. No? And then the only Pilipino guy na pumasok yung mga Lopez's, no? For the NLEX, from the NLEX. No? Kasi dati sa Lopez din ako eh. Kaya nabili kami, kaya nakupo na ako dito. If you look at that one, yung nangyari nun is imagine only one player from the Bible, from the Pilipino, na involved sa planning ng future natin, no? Movement of people and everything. Pero right now, over the years, no, nagkaroon ng mga maraming opportunities because of the economy is doing good, and then nagkaroon ng mga policy formation ng mga government, no, invite private sector to bid more and to propose projects. And then, maganda yung sana nangyayari, no? But if you look at the scenario from 1995 up to now, nakailang express rate lang tayo. Wala pa tayo at ang ring, nagagawa na bago. And then, ang tao nun, if you look 20 years back, siguro nasa mga 50 million lang eh. No? Now we're 110 billion and every day we're growing. want to have sustainable siguro, maganda kasi yung venue to this. Marami tayong doctors dito, marami tayong mga estudyante magagaling, everybody. Siguro it's about time that we do some research works on what may have been the lessons learned and what will be the fastest way to sustain, sabi nga, sustainable transport in the next, siguro kahit na in the next 5 years muna, kasi the way nangyayari ngayon kasi is sa policies natin, naninong sila man, no? So DPDO is very active na dyan, maraming tayong project na sabay-sabay, maraming project na patong-patong. There's so many, medyo nga rin, isang project muna isang alignment because we're looking at land use, kung nangyayas sa land use, trying to predict the future, doing all those things, no? Moving people from where to where, build all those new cities. Nakakaroon ng overlapping, and then isang project, sometimes apat na proponent ang nagtumitingin, no? No? And then it takes time, imagine, no? Kunyari, yung isang project, apat yan. So, apat na mag-propose yan. Apat i-review yan. And then, tapos, mag-negotiate pa rin yan. So, before you get something that you want to get, something, kunyari yan, OPS or whatever, SIS challenge ka, it takes a number of years. So, anong nangyari dyan? Kasi, is, kunyari, si presidente is only 6 years. So, basically, within 6 years, siguro, the review takes about 3 years. Hmm? So, of course, if you do it in an urban setting, ang problema is right away. No? It's very costly and it's very difficult. Why? Because the land use plans of the city and the land use plans na available na makukuha natin and then the land use na inisip ng private sector, the developers, everybody, hindi sila well-coordinated. Walang hangon sensation. That's why, kunyari, maglagay ka kunyari ng rail dyan, o kaya ng extension, nakakawa ng problema. So, siguro, it's about time that we study everything, no? And then, kunyari, kung meron yung mga proposals dyan, to cut it short, the timeline, we can, kunyari, nagbigay pala yun, lima kayo nagbigay dito. So, you sit down, the 5 of you sit down, decide, and then, if you do, para mas mabilis ang process, rather than, Ito. Ang kawawa kasi yung taong-bayan tayo eh. Ito yung mga anak natin the future eh. Paglaki. So, time is the essence right now. We want it to do it right and do it now. Kasi yung time natin is maraming nang regaling nagsabi that it's, you know, the real thing is good to know na we are collaborating with the government policies, we're working hard on them. Yung mga private na that takes the lead na. No? At least to mas maganda yan, it's a very magandang harmonious yan and very productive. But right now, sir, may mga policies na dapat i-check. Kaya nga sabi ni sir, no? Yung DOTR, DPW, supposed to be dapat align yan talaga on and on. Kasi nangyayari kasi minsan may project sa DPW, may project sa DOTR. If you look at this, it's the same thing. No? Hindi ko lang kung kailangan kasi minsan, ika nga, if we target, we have 12 years before 2030. Yeah, 2030 dream plan. No? We have so many dream plans. We have so many 5-year plan, 10-year plan, master plan. But we move po na iba. Na-over. Natasyan tabo yung nagaganyan. Another pag-aaral naman. It takes another 3 years to study. Bago mo na siyang umatali yung incumbent. Bago na naman yung pag-aaralan natin. So, sayang. We have so very knowledgeable institutions. We have yung ating gobyerno, napakagaling. Siguro it's about time we do siguro more research on that time. On the other aspect siguro, tingnan mo yung government, no? Hindi ko lang kung si Presidente, no? Tingnan din how yung mga undersecretary, yung mga secretaries in departments, dapat sila maging may mga appointee dito. Appointee, dapat it comes from the career. Kasi why? Mas alam nila yung deep inside their heart na mas alam nila. Kasi magaling pa rin galing ng mga appointees eh. But short stint lang, depende sa political option, di ba? Pagka kung nga rin, hindi kayo dilaw o pink or black. Yeah? So, iba na naman, sayang, kahit magaling yun, di ba sir, ganun yan, nangyayari. So, So bakit ang siguro we start parang siya maging para may continuity yung ating mga programa, should be career-oriented. Parang eskwela. Ng eskwela kasi, yung principal ng eskwela will be there always there. So basically, siguro, tingnan muna natin kung gano'n. And then siguro, yung mga apprentices natin ngayon can apply for the position. Yan, sasakali, no? In the future, magbago yun. Pero it's maganda eh, kasi pagka gano'n ang ano mo, ang roots mo, coming from the roots and everything gano'n, ang movement or ang action is very fast. Well, because you know it eh, from the start. Kung baga meron ka ng puso, malasakit and everything. No? Although lahat naman may malasakit dahil mga apprentice. Pero nga lang, because of short stint, laging bagong pananaw, bagong MRT train. Taka na ito mga MRT pinag-uusapan eh. Pero mga tao, it's about 3 years now. Panang-panang Pinoy, it's about 6 years, 9 years yung ganyan yun. Lahat yung MRT sa SM, may problema na ngayon, may problema tayo, papasko na naman. So problema na naman natin yan. So basically, it's about time that we cut na lang yung proseso natin and be realistic about it and be Filipinos sa puso. Ang pangalan. Ay, sorry, may isa ba ako? Ay, sorry. Total, nandito naman, no? Meron tayo ni LG yan sa'yo, di ba? Napapansin namin kasi, as a private, no? Meron kasi isang sa expressway namin, no? I think sa Slex din, no? Sa Skyway and everything. Kunwari sa Bigutan, sa Sukat, no? Dito sa amin, Bukawe, downwards, no? Mga heavily congested dyan, ha? Bukawe, may Kawayan, yung mga Balinsuela, yun ang napaka baling tumak. Ang siguro as the academy, maganda kasi yung resource ng academy, is to have a policy na kailangan irespeto yung kunyari. Kasi when we build interchanges, kahit sila naman, kahit naman sa transportation, kasi yung interchanges, you're creating an open to opportunities to development. No? Siguro, irespeto mo muna yung radius ng interchange. Kasi lahat ng problema natin ngayon, imagine if you put pa yung sa Valenzuela yung proposed ng DOTR, ilagay doon yung bus terminal, papasok siya, pilabas-pasok sa Valenzuela yun. So that will create another problem, di ba? Siguro yung interchanges, magkaroon tayo, siguro, at least a policy of 500 to a kilometer radius sa quadrant, no? That para yung flow mo, in-out, medyo a little farther, doon ko mag-develop. Although may mga LGUs talaga, at lang siya, sa akin na naman yung opportunity. Maliit na area ko, maliit na yung kinikita ko. So, wala nga, medyo ibenta ko yun o sell ko. Pero, in the end, it will kill the city in the future eh. Kasi hindi mo na maging disaway because traffic na kung dyan, even if you do everything, stock up ka na doon sa ano. Siguro, yung nakikita natin yung mga ibang interstates dyan, mayroon mo, yung mga sa mga right, yun ko yan. Pag labas mo, nandun lang mall. O, may parking lot na, yung parang driveway na. So basically, yun ang kailangan natin is do those analysis, do those studies siguro ng academe to be more realistic and logical. No? How we plan, how we see things. Not hindi lang tayo dito because we're still living, but we have to look beyond. Ano ba yung Pilipinas sa ating ASEAN is there, no? We have partners with ASEAN, tayo part of ASEAN. But we have to be passionate enough that in the future, no, nandiyan natin yung kaibigan ng China. No? Marami nang pumunta dito. Ngayon tayo yun. So basically, magiging network of, maging model tayo. Kasi we have kumbaga na tayong unang-unang eh. And now, we're tayong unang. Ngayon tayo na yung naghahabol. Ngayon yung nabang natin, maging mga bola-bol kasi maraming tayo na siya itong issues that we can solve. Siguro it's about time na, siguro, yung our president is very tough. We can do it in the next, so, in 3 years, if ever, no? To do a stand, to make things to put food to the next generations ahead. Otherwise, sayang kasi ginagawa na ganda, we do all this, pero late na. Yung Filipino Nervous Project lang nasa pipeline natin, no? Sir, di ba?
Magbabalik ang DZUP Special Features makalipas ang ilang paalala. Huwag ninyong kalilimutang ilike ang aming Facebook pages at DZUP Specials at DZUP 1602 AM. Maririnig kayong magpadala ng sulat tronico sa dzup.marketing@gmail.com. i-text niyo kami sa 0927-220-8332 o di kaya itawagin sa 503-8288. Ang DZUP ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Nais niyo bang dalhin ang kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture!
Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture!
Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Mga Scottish ka! Ilabas ang inyong natatanging talento sa paggawa ng malikhaing obra at sumali sa pre-event contests ng Celebrate Life 2019 sa temang kalusugang pangkaisipan sa bayang pagyakap sa kabuuan ng buhay tungo sa malawakang pananaw. Makilahok sa mga paligsahan para sa poster making, songwriting, essay writing at poem making para sa pagkakataong magwagi ng 7,000 pesos na cash prize. Bukas ito sa lahat ng UP students. Maaaring magpasa ng inyong mga likha hanggang September 10 sa room 3206, Cal Pavilion 3. Para sa iba pang detalye, bisitahin lamang ang facebook.com/ocg.upd. Ang Celebrate Life ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Diliman Office of Counseling and Guidance sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka. DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Anak, kumamit ka ng baso kapag nagsisipilyo, ha? Sayang ang tubig.
Ang dami-dami kayang tubig.
Anak, huwag mong kakalimutang hugutin ng saksakan.
Ma, hindi masusunog ang bahay. Huwag OA. Ma? Ma? Nasusunog ang bahay! Tulong!
Huwag antayin mapahamak ang buhay bago matutong magtipid sa pagkonsumo ng enerhiya at tubig. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Uy, kaldereta! Paksiw! Sisig, chopsuy, at tahing na bangus! Busog na ako, pero ang dami ko pagtira.
Huwag maging takaw tingin dahil sayang ang pagkain. Siguraduhin ang laman ng plato ay yung wasto lamang.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mahirap kalaban ang heart disease. Ayon sa World Health Organization, 12 milyong katao ang namamatay kada taon sa buong mundo dahil dito.
Alam nyo ba na maraming uri ng heart disease? Kabilang dito ang high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, at rheumatic fevers.
Kung ikaw ay mayroong heart disease, hindi pa huli ang lahat. Kumain ng wastong pagkain, itigil ang paninigarilyo, at mag-ehersisyo. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Anak, paki-on nga yung bago nating plasma TV.
Dad! Maglalago muna ako ng PS2 sa kwarto nyo ni Mami, ha? Buksan ko na din yung aircon.
Wait, kuya. Can I use your sound system sa room mo?
Yaya, paki-plug in mo nga yung oven.
Yaya, paki-on daw yung mga aircon sa mga kwarto.
Oh, ayan. Wala nang kuryente. May say ka pa kaya? Gamitin sa wastong paraan enerhiyang ating kailangan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Music download complete. Movie download complete. Software download complete. Computer malfunction. Computer malfunction.
Ang pamimirata ng mga pelikula, palabas sa telebisyon, musika at iba pa ay labag sa batas. Ang kilikin lamang ang mga orihinal na produkto. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
DZUP Special Features.
Nagbabalik po ang DZUP Special Features. Ipagpatuloy natin ang pakikinig sa 25th Anniversary Forum ng UP National Center for Transportation Studies na inorganisa ng UP National Center for Transportation Studies.
That's 10 years ago. Ginagawa natin. Never has to feel. Dapat look forward, and then do it the right time. Siguro, yung maganda resource siguro ng site. To help everybody. And if that happened, mayroon, maraming maganda mo yung data we can get, imagine, mas bababa siguro, mas reasonable yung mga feel ng rail, ng toll, ng LRT, even the passenger. Kasi, sa passenger, sorry, tubalan ako, wala kami yung jeep, no? Hindi kami nagbabrangkisa ng jeep sa Friday. But, pagtingin nyo yung mga jeepney kasi, is, minsan, ang ruta mo, 30 kilometers eh. Kunwari, Alabang to Monumento. May mga ganyang ruta. Imagine mo, dadaanin mo lahat yan, ang dalawa lang naman ang diretsyong pupunta dun. Sasabay ka ngayon sa mga short trips, mga local trips in the city. So, pag sumabay ka dyan, part ka ng congestion, but the capacity is less. Ganun naman nga sa atin, that's why if you look at the planning, kinakain natin yung level of service, but in the end, sayang eh, sabi ko yung policy about that na medyo, kasi tayo medyo mainit kasi tayo natin bumaba, lumipat, lipat, gano'n. Siguro kung kakat mo yung mga tips mo, medyo mas magiging mas maraming ka ba economic development, economic benefits, and same time, it gives you less ano. Ilang po, medyo, ano sa thank you. Salamat.
Thank you very much, Kurt. That was his introduction. Thank you. Very interesting thought shared by our panelists. Just to quickly summarize, you said, Kathy, talked about the new technology or the way they do things at the TPLH, relying on new technology and innovation, and also they having a lot of data at the TPLH waiting to be used. Hopefully that will be open for academic use, so that we can maximize the resource. Data is a very useful, very valuable, very expensive resource. And it's important to maximize the utilization of such data. Neda Asik, Eric Blanta, talked about the main issue that transport is not really just about technology, but it is about government agencies working together to address the transport problems that our cities and our country faces. Also, we talked about the data gaps that will have to be addressed. Cebu City Administrator Paul Villarete talked about the spatial and sectoral dimension of transport. In the Philippines, there's a tendency for transport planning to be Manila-centric. That there is focus and attention, maybe too much focus and attention given to Metro Manila, and in the process, leaving the rest of the country lacking in support. The irony, I'm paraphrasing here very heavily, the irony of having divisions in a government agency that are based on modes, and that creates or that makes us miss the interdisciplinary, the multidimensional issue of transport. If we divide if we carry out our functions just based on the modes that we are developing. And then LaSalle Professor Alex Filione talked about the importance of resources for research as well as the provision of incentives. And lastly, a Vice President of Metro Pacific Railways Corporation, Mr. Kurt Mendoza, talked about the importance of urgency and expediency and continuity. These are things that matter very much to the private sector. On that note, we open the floor for questions. I'm sure there are burning desires among you to raise a question or to share a thought. I'm opening the floor now. Please introduce yourself and your affiliation.
Good morning. My name is Alan Silayan from Clean Air Asia. I guess this question is for either the academicians or Engineer Paul. And my question is, in this day and age, the complexity for planning is increasing every time. And we have, you know, the CLUP, but then on top of that, we have the waste solid waste management plan. We have the climate change resilience plan that we need to come in, and we need, you know, we're talking about the transport plan. So my question is, how do we ensure that local governments have the capacity to actually absorb and deal with the increasing complexity needed for planning?
I think the first answer that I can say is it's a challenge. It's something which is really difficult, not only for our city, but I think for the most of the cities, no? The lack of, not lack, but the expertise actually is not there, or sometimes it's misplaced. And some cities have expertise in transport, other cities have expertise in waste management, and so on and so forth. So I think, and that's the reason why, to a certain extent, as far as Cebu City is concerned, and I'm only talking about my city, I'm very happy that many in the transport department are actually trained in NCTS in Cebu City. And of course, I would like to thank NCTS. That's why I'm here. Thank NCTS for all the help that it has done to Cebu City. We have a lot of people, and I can easily talk with them with regards to the technicalities of transport planning and travel. But for the rest of the cities, sometimes it is really lacking. I hope that most of us can contribute to address this issue.
Anyway, I would like to add, I think one solution is, I think, also to simplify the problem. I would like to cite a particular specific intersection, like the Nichols interchange intersection. During the morning, office hours, you have like maybe 6 to 8 p.m., we have NMDA people managing the intersection. So after 8, we'll get congested because of the mainly directional flows using the interchange, and it has no traffic signal. So in this case, maybe you simplify. Maybe remove the rotunda, remove the other directional flow in the intersection. So I think that could address the problem. Maybe put a signal lights intersection because so many cars are using the intersection. Because the moment it's after office hours, no more MNDA, yeah, you try to pass by around 9 to 11 p.m. Sometimes it's congested because of the, there are no rules how to use the rotunda. Thank you.
And I assume that to come up with the best option or to identify the best option, you need the evidence to prove it. And that is done by research. Okay, next question. Thank you, Alex and Paul. Yes, Adrian.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Adrian Valdez. I'm from the UPNCTS as a research associate. I currently have projects funded by DOST for transportation research. As Dr. Filione said, we have to be a bit more creative in getting funds, and the nice thing is DOST is providing us. But I'm quite a bit discouraged by that the stakeholders like DPWH and POTR are not so keen in providing, because they are the main stakeholders here. Not DOST can fund a lot of other researchers in other fields, and we're thinking our main clients will be for this. Results will be for the government, it's DOTR and DPWH, and for the other private companies. And yet, only DOST for now is generous in providing research grants. So, is there, first, is
Also, that's one. The other one is we are doing research, but this is based on what we think is important. However, we are not the ones who are doing the practical jobs. So what we want really is that we become more aware. So there must be a forum like this, but it's a regular one where agencies who are in transportation communicate to academe their problems, and because it's we cannot generate research. We can still generate research because we see what research is being done abroad. But most of the time, these research are because these are the needs of the countries abroad, and we are not trying to really solve our own problem by doing similar research in those directions. It would be nice if we can identify what are the pressing concerns here in the Philippines, and that the academy will direct its transportation research focus on those, rather than us coming up with other researches and proposing it. So I'm hoping that the agencies, both from the government and also from the private sector, there is this communication with the academy, and we work hand in hand to help solve really this transportation problem we have. Thank you
very much, Adrian. A very valid point. The need for research to be at the outset based on an assessment and understanding of needs. Do you have any reaction from the panel? Maybe from you, second.
Thank you. No. Actually, we have the Bureau of Research and Standards in Public Works and Highways. It's a bureau that is dedicated to do research on construction methodology, use of engineering materials for construction. But let me focus on the basic mandate, because research is not our core competency. That's actually the OSD. And the OSD has this policy that all researchers should be coached through them. While we can provide, probably collaborate with the academia as well as the private sector in doing research, the actual funding is not so much embedded in the public works budget. We are more into the outputs and deliverables in terms of construction, how many kilometers of road we can build, how many bridges we can design and construct. And therefore, while we would love to collaborate with academe, we have small, actually, partnerships with the academe. Mapuwal, SAL, UPNCPS. In fact, we have requested UPNCPS to help us analyze,
Magbabalik ang DZUP Special Features makalipas ang ilang paalala. Huwag ninyong kalilimutang ilike ang aming Facebook pages at DZUP Specials at DZUP 1602 AM. Maririn kayong magpadala ng sulat troniko sa dzup.marketing@gmail.com. I-text ninyo kami sa 0927-220-8332 o di kaya itawagin sa 503-8288. Ang DZUP ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halina't kilalanin ang kahalagahan ng wika sa ating mga buhay. Dito sa Ang Wika ng Inamog, tuwing Biyernes sa ganap na alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wika ng Inamog, tanda na magkapatid tayo. Wika ng Inamog, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng Inamog, salamin ng pagkatao. Wika ng Inamog, magtatakda kung saan tayo.
Mag-ulat, magsulat, at magmulat. Hatid ng Union of Journalists of the Philippines, UP, ang Diaryolog. Journalism Summit 2.0, isang campus journalism workshop. Ngayong September 7, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. sa UPFI Film Studio, UP Diliman. Matuto ng iba't ibang pamamaraan ng news writing, feature writing, editorial, sports news, at photojournalism. Bukas ito para sa mga junior at senior high school students na interesadong mag-aral ng journalism at maging tunay na alagad ng media. Para sa ibang detalye, i-contact si Abby Boyser sa 0905-240-5380 o tignan ang UJP UP Diliman Facebook page. Ang Diaryolog Journalism Summit 2.0 ay hatid sa inyo ng Union of Journalists of the Philippines, UP, sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka. DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Ang dami-dami kong kailangan gawin. Maraming examen sa school. Marami rin trabaho para sa mga organizations ko. Halos tatlong araw na rin akong walang tulog. Hindi ko alam kung may oras pa akong kumain o uminom man lang ng tubig. Pagod na ako. Di ko na alam kung paano pa ako tutuloy.
Ang sariling kalusugan ay ang puhunan para sa kinabukasan. Huwag kalimutang kumain, uminom ng tubig, at matulog ng sapat sa isang araw. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
You are so annoying. You have no friends. Nobody likes you. You're so ugly. You're stupid. Yuck. You are gross and fat. Where do you even get the confidence? I hope you die, but you're nothing special. Do everyone a favor
and shut up.
Hateful words will hurt, even if said behind anonymity. Being anonymous doesn't give you the right to cyberbully. Haters, stop the hate.
A public service reminder from DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Hindi ka ba napapagod o di kaya'y nagsasawa?
Sa ating mga tampuhang walang hanggang katapusan, napahid ng mga luha, damdamin at puso'y tigang.
Alam mo pala yung kantang yan?
Siyempre naman, ma.
Naku, eh panahon pa namin yan eh. Gusto mo, pakita ko mga tape niyan?
Ayos, mag-soundtrip tayo, ma.
O sige.
Eto na, eto na, eto na.
Walang kupas ang ganda ng musikang Pinoy. Patuloy natin tangkilikin ang sariling atin. Suportahan natin ang musikang Pinoy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Save the environment!
Yan ang madalas nilang sabihin. Pero paano ba yung gagawin?
Tanim ka ng mga puno hanggang matapunan lahat ng mga bundok.
Mag-imbento ka ng renewable fuel. Ipatigil mo ang mining at logging sa buong mundo. Do!
Hindi kailangang bongga. Start small. Unplug. Tanggalin sa saksakan ang mga gadgets o appliances na hindi ginagamit. Ang matipid na paggamit ng kuryente ay pagtulong sa kalikasan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ano ang pagkakatulad ni na Albert Einstein, Walt Disney, Vincent Van Gogh at Michael Phelps? Lahat sila ay may Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder o ADHD.
Ang ADHD ay isang kondisyon na may sintomas ng kahinaan sa konsentrasyon, pagiging sobrang aktibo at pagkilos ng padalos-dalos. Tulungan ang batang may ADHD na abutin ang kanyang potensyal. Kumonsulta sa doktor para sa tamang diagnosis at pangangalaga.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ako si Pollution. Sikat ako sa syudad. Tulad ng mga kotse na bumubo ng 30% ng aking mga alagad. Basura, basura, puso, 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 ingay, ingay, ingay.
Huwag maging alagad ng polusyon. Tangkilikin ang pampublikong transportasyon. Nakatipid ka na, bawas polusyon pa.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Guys, lasing na tayo. Kaya niyo pa ba magmaneho?
Oo, oh, kaya ko pa. Real man to.
Kaya pa yan. May inuman pa daw.
Uy, teka. Naka-red light na yata, oh.
Anong red light? Lion!
Pre! Red light nga! May tumatawid! May tumatawid!
Talagang malakas ang tama kapag nakainom. Ngunit huwag hintayin iba naman ang tamaan mo.
Kung nakainom, huwag nang magmaneho dahil hindi masaya kung madidisgrasya ka at ang iba. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Do you love me?
Yes.
Will you take care of me?
Yes.
Will you always be there for me?
Yes.
Will you do anything for me?
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Are you willing to go all the way with me?
No.
As a woman, you have a choice. Yes is not the only answer. Learn to say no.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
DZUP Special Features.
Nagbabalik po ang DZUP Special Features. Ipagpatuloy natin ang pakikinig sa 25th Anniversary Forum ng UP National Center for Transportation Studies na inorganisa ng UP National Center for Transportation Studies.
The impact of the elevated interchange, no? The elevated interchange in terms of transport, no? Because as you mentioned earlier, our research is not really the core competency of APWH. We have our own research bureau, but that's also having limited budget. So we would love to find ways to collaborate, but mainly we go through the BOST. In fact, DNR and BOST has been providing us also some assistance in research and development. So probably we can discuss ways on how to partner, especially with the academy. Definitely, and also research and development. We just have to find ways. Para hindi naman kami makuha. Kasi kailangan din namin sumunod dun sa ano eh, sa procurement rules. And you know how it is in government, how tedious it is in government to engage. For example, if you want to engage the academy, we also have to go through a certain procurement, ha? It's not as simple as, hey, UP, let's partner, and we will, So may procurement mode din yan. A government-to-government undertaking, which is actually spelled out in the procurement rule. So, we also have to follow certain process in engaging private sector, engaging kahit po piso lang. Yun ang sinasabi ko parate. Even piso lang yung aming gagasusin, it's subjected to the procurement laws and we are audited and accountable for that. But certainly, public works is open to avenues where we can partner with academe and do more research and development in support of our basic mandate.
To add to you, Kathy. We hear you. We think at least at NEDA, we ganun din po yung pangarap rin namin. But technically, we have to understand right now, with due respect to Chairman Delga, napakarami po ng deliverables po ng DOTR. And while it's interesting what you're saying, but technically, kailangan rin natin aminin na yung capacity po ng DOTR natin is really, most of those technical people are retiring in a few years. And anecdotally, most of the doctors here have been technically been kinausap na po ng mga senior officials of government to join government to help us in that itong magandang enterprise natin and transport. So I guess in the scheme of things, while that's doon talagang the need to deliver right now is yung primordial na of government, and we really really would love the all those professionals here to at least help DOTR rebuild its capacity. I know they can deliver that, but it's really compared to DPWH, yung succession planning nila, it's not as ideal as we would have wanted it. And that's being fine.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, so there are appeals here coming from the side of the government trying to reach out to assistance from the outside world, from the academy, also from consultants, of course. But we're talking about research and sustainable transport planning. And the challenge is really in bridging this divide, this gap between the need and the response or the solution or intervention to that need. We have time for a couple more questions. Yes, please.
Magandang umaga po. Ako po si Shane from DZUP Balita. Ang itatanong ko po, lalo na at napag-uusapan nga natin yung research at nga itong practice in transportation, tapos ilan din sa mga napag-usapan ito nga mga elevation sa daan. Ilan po sa mga napapabalita lately? Address po itong tanong na to sa ating mga representatives from national agencies. Napapabalita po kasi lately ito nga, elevation nga nitong mga footbridge po sa ating mga daan na naging concern nga po ng ating mga pedestrians. So, ano po ba yung magiging papel nitong pananaliksik para dito sa pagdesenyo ng mga ating kakasudahan para din sa ating mga pedestrians, lalo mula dito po sa footbridges hanggang dito po sa ating mga bike lanes. Paano po ba ito nai-integrate, lalo na kanina nga po ay nabanggit din ni Engineer Villareta na parang magkahiwalay yung pagpaplano sa rail at maging doon po sa ating land. Yun lang po.
Okay, let's hear it from the NMDA.
I could not speak how NMDA planned and designed the footbridges. No, they have the mandate for the footbridges in Manila, in Metro Manila particularly. But there are standards, of course, no? And I always wouldn't like to speak for them, and I think they have said their piece. But let me probably talk about bike lanes, which you have mentioned. We are now actually encouraging and incorporating building of bike lanes. We acknowledge that non-motorized vehicles is actually part of the transport system, and we would encourage that, aside from the fact that it's environmentally sustainable and everything. So for areas or projects where we could actually build bike lanes and we could incorporate bike lanes, we acquire them. For example, we're doing it for Bacolod, no? For the Metro Bacolod Highway. We're building it for Boracay, yung bagong ginawa ng Boracay, yung ginawa ng Public Works sa Boracay Network, already incorporated bike lanes. And in bike lanes, may standard din yan. Pwedeng shade, diba? Naka-merge ka dun sa traffic, pwedeng separated, pwedeng, ano lang, magkaroon lang ng segregation on the shoulders, no? Depende kasi kung ma-acquire natin yung right-of-way. But for a big high-standard highway, we are incorporating bike lanes, and we recognize the importance of incorporating these features dun sa mga bagong construction. But for the existing highways, it's already quite difficult, especially in built-up areas. Kasi minsan, mas mahal pa ang mag-build, ang mag-acquire ng land to expand. Of course, right-of-way acquisition is a major bottleneck and critical component of land or rail construction. So in areas na hindi namin talaga ma-acquire, we just have to make sure that traffic or road safety features are incorporated. And we have that standards. I do not want to preempt what MMDA would say on the footbridges in Metro Manila. But certainly, I think they have to coordinate with agencies like not only DPWH, which is the engineering arm, but also the local government unit. Diba? Yun yung parati kong sinasabi, and I'd like to emphasize kanina, how to ensure that all these plans are adopted. Ang pointed out nga kanina ko ng Cebu City is facing a big challenge. Paano naman yung hindi kasing highly urbanized ng Cebu City in terms of capacity? And I think this is where the academy should come in and private sector to support local government units, especially those who have no capacity. Preparing robust studies, technical studies, transport plan, among other plans that we have to make, mga dalawang uya time plans na kailangan nilang gawin under the local government code. Ano ba yung plan na yung dyan? Land use plan, comprehensive development plan, solid waste, climate change, gender, transport, mga dalawang po yun. Does all LGU have all these plans? Are all these integrated? Solid waste management, among many other, iba pa yung climate change, iba pa yung disaster resilience plan. And these are all embedded in the law, may organic law. So ang kailangan talaga natin And of course, Metro Manila is unique. You have to appreciate that. Asik Delga is here. Maybe we can talk about it later. But Metro Manila is unique. It doesn't have a governor, no? So, iba yung ano yan. Kami nga, hirap. Kami ha, Public Works National Agency, hirap na kami sa Metro Manila. We cannot just work on EDSA, for example, without MMDA's permission. We have to get LGU permission. No? Even national agencies like government, DPWH, would have a different strategy in building infrastructure in Metro Manila. Metro Manila is a different animal altogether.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Can we hear it from Paul?
Yeah, I would like to ask a question which is, I consider the elephant on the room. Question, because this is we're here for transportation, this is NCTS, and they are national government agencies into the different local government. My question is walking and biking transportation? Yes? Who says no? So my next question is walking and biking part of the budget of the local government, part of the budget of DPWH, part of the budget of NEDA and DTR, part of the budget source of LT4B. See, this is the way we define, because sometimes we look at everything from transportation in a country, in a government, institutional sense. We start with the principle first, and then we go to the policies before we go to the laws and regulations, and of course the programs and projects on the ground. And the principle that we always say, all of us always say, when we are in seminars and conferences, is that we plan for people and not for cars. We plan for people and not for cars. But how does that translate to policy? How does that translate to budget? That is where there is no linkage. Because we always agree that we plan for people. But we do not consider walking and biking in terms of one of our data, considering that if you total the number of trips, I think I know for Metro City or Cebu City, but I don't know for Metro Manila, but in Cebu City or Metro Cebu, the total number of trips made by walking is more than 50%. So why are we planning for all the smaller percentages? And even if you consider the economic evaluation cost, it will still come out as the more economic way of transportation. So these are the things that I'm throwing out to everybody, to the research sector, the national government, local government, such as me. Things that we need to think about and things that we need maybe to reconsider.
Actually, that's why our colleague here mentioned earlier, 1980s by when Public Works and Transport was actually one agency. If you ask me personally, my opinion is I would subscribe to a single agency managing the transport. That's from my perspective as a commuter. Of course, that's a big policy, and I think many have already proposed to again unify an agency that will be in charge solely of planning and certainly of the engineering part, meaning regulatory rules implementation. But again, that's easier said than done. And of course, I'm from the government, I'm from DPWH, no? So it's where the private, it's where the academic could make a strong position. Pag ako nandyan, ganun. But I'm here, no? And of course, I'm part of an agency which actually implements. No? At ako rin, nahihirapan din kami because ngayon na maganda yung aming partnership. Pero in the past, nagbabangga talaga yung project. No? May project dito, may project dyan. Ano ba ang priority? Unahan lang ba? Pero ngayon, maganda yung collaboration. But if you ask me personally, I'm all for a single transport agency. Transport. Like in other countries, Japan, for example, as the Ministry of Infrastructure, Land, and Transport. And regulatory regulation should be separate. So that's a personal opinion. That's a magsasalita na si Eric.
Napakinggan natin ang 25th Anniversary Forum ng UP National Center for Transportation Studies na inorganisa ng UP National Center for Transportation Studies. Huwag ninyong kalilimutang i-like ang aming Facebook pages at DZUP Specials at DZUP 1602 AM. maaari rin kayo magpadala ng sulatroniko sa dzup.marketing@gmail.com. Tumungo lamang sa dzup.org/programs para sa mga lumipas sa naming episodes. Abangan ninyo ang pinakahuling balita sa DZUP Balita mamayang alas 11 ng umaga. Maaari rin ninyong sundan ang Facebook, Twitter at Instagram accounts ng DZUP Balita na @DZUP Balita. Para sa iba pang mga balita, tumungo lamang sa dzup.org/news. Sa ngalan po ng aming station manager na si Professor Jane Vinculado at ng DZUP admin, DZUP News kasama sina Ivy Claudio, Shane David, Joanna Reyes, Neil Manuel at Terence Solentino, DZUP Online, DZUP Prod, DZUP Special Services kasama si Christelle Vergara at DZUP Tech. Ako po si Gian Librojo. Maraming salamat at magandang umaga, mga kasali. Ang DZUP ay kasapin ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!